And as we said, there are many questions about the role of the Department of Justice in all of this. John Yang is here to examine that.
Judy, not only did the Attorney General's name come up several times in that memo, there are new details about what the Justice Department did in all of this. Devlin Barrett covers national security and law enforcement for the Washington Post. Devlin, let's get right into this. Whistleblower complaints under the law are from the intelligence community are supposed to go to Congress. How did this one end up at the Justice Department?
Well, it's a pretty complicated path, but essentially what happens is once the complaint is made, folks in the intelligence community question whether this is a valid whistleblower complaint, because the president obviously is not a member of the intelligence community. He's not an employee of one of those agencies. So what happens is they get legal advice from the Justice Department. And what the Justice Department says is that, no, this is not a valid legal complaint because the whistleblower rules don't really apply to conduct of the president. But interestingly, and in some ways more importantly, the Justice Department says, but there may be a criminal violation here, so we need to look at that. So we, the Justice Department, are going to take a look at what happened here and see if there's reason to pursue a criminal investigation.
Criminal violation of what?
Campaign finance law. The question that was immediately presented by the whistleblower's complaint is the president seeking a thing of value from a foreign entity, which is a violation under campaign finance law? And that question quickly turned into, could you characterize an investigation by a foreign government as a thing of value? And that's the question they were wrestling with.
And what was the timing of all this? When did it get to justice, and when did the folks in public integrity say there was no violation?
So it gets to the Justice Department in late August, and, you know, different parts of the Justice Department get read in and get involved at different times, but essentially you're talking about the public integrity section with some input from the criminal division at the Justice Department and the National Security Division. But essentially they look at this question, and by last week we're told, and that's important because obviously a lot was happening on this issue publicly last week, but last week we're told the Justice Department decided there was not a criminal case to pursue here.
And what do we know about Attorney General Barr's role in all of this? The Justice Department said in a statement that the president and the Attorney General never discussed the Biden investigation, but what do we know about what role he played in this?
So we're told by senior Justice Department officials that Barr was aware of the legal question that came into the Justice Department early on in this process. That is this a valid whistleblower complaint? Can this be treated in the normal course of, you know, whistleblower complaint handling? So Barr was aware roughly that that was going on. However, they also say that Barr was not involved once the question became a criminal question about the campaign finance law, that Barr did not participate in those discussions, and he wasn't a part of that.
And are there any other questions of legal questions arising from this? Of course, we know impeachment is a political process, but are there any other legal questions arising from all of this?
Well, I think there's going to still be, obviously there's a hearing tomorrow, and there will be a lot of, I think, tough back and forth about exactly what the individual officials, what opinions did they take on some of these issues. But as a legal matter, the Justice Department says this is, for them, case closed. I don't know that, frankly, Democrats in the Congress are going to take that as an immediate answer, but the Justice Department views this as not a criminal issue for them to resolve.
Devlin Barrett of the Washington Post, thank you very much.
Thanks.